Thank you. I'm Mark Thomas. I'm representing the Mormon Environmental Stewardship Alliance, known as MESA. Conservation should be the primary solution to our growing water needs rather than resorting to major water projects with their risks and their subsidies.
My name is Norman W. Kettner. I'm not here representing anybody except the people of the state of Utah. And we need the water. We need every drop of the Colorado River Basin water for drinking and for food production. There is no good reason to fund an oil shale development where the world is already awash in oil. You can't eat it. You can't drink it.
10 seconds.
And I rest my case.
Good evening. My name is Richard Bay. I'm general manager of Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District. Conservation with reuse and recycling alone cannot meet the needs of our doubling population. Many substantial water supplies need to be developed. This is a complex undertaking. In our experience, water projects take decades to develop.
Good evening. My name is Christopher Thomas. I'm the executive director of HEAL Utah, a local environmental group. The problem is that we've got a lot of climate models that agree to a large extent that we're going to see a drier climate, less water in the future, maybe as much as 30%. Into the Colorado River Basin. And yet, I've noticed that our state officials, like our state water engineer, in his decisions, isn't relying on those climate models.
My name is Josh Woda. So, I came here from New York and can't believe how much water is being used in the state. So, why does Utah specifically use so much water? One of the main reasons is that Utahns don't, in fact, pay for water directly. Instead, water in Utah is subsidized or paid for in your property taxes. This means that you can virtually let your water run all day and pay absurdly low amounts for it. How is this okay? How can there be any incentive for the average person to conserve water?
My name is Lane Reed. I'm here on behalf of Stonefly Society, which is a Wasatch regional chapter of Trout Unlimited. We would ask that the committee, as they make decisions in the future, be mindful of surface water and how it affects the healthy ecological systems that it touches.
My name is Jared Parkinson. I'm an independent water rights attorney. I believe our laws are directed towards beneficial use and not conservation. I think we really need to consider how our laws are applied because that's what dictates the way people use their water.
Good evening. My name is Scott Robertson. I have been a resident of Salt Lake County for 20 years. Professionally, I'm a principal of Lewis Young, Robertson & Birmingham, a municipal financial advisory and consulting firm. I would encourage us to embrace the still true adage, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. Utah has the ability to develop needed water supply and to finance the associated costs to meet the inevitable increasing demands of the future.
Hi, my name is Robert Turner. I live in South Salt Lake City. I'm not here representing any organization. I'm simply here as an interested individual. Two things. I want to see water in our streams, sufficient water to support a healthy aquatic environment, and I want access to those streams wherever they are so ordinary citizens like me can enjoy recreation on them.
My name is Danny Potts. I'm the current president of the Salt Lake County Fish and Game Association. We started in 1921, so we're older than dirt. And I can say one thing, that Kentucky bluegrass probably belongs in Kentucky. And quite frankly,
30 seconds.
It's just ridiculous. You go to Arizona and you don't see Kentucky bluegrass. You see appropriate vegetation for the kinds of ecology that you see there.